It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werfman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the woman of the hour, Dr. Judy Werfman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that introduction.
Isn't that great? We should have a band.
Anyway, today I want to talk about with you, Jill, something about talk about what's going on in our intestinal tract. It may not be the most interesting subject early in the morning, but I have been struck by the number of advertisements for foods and diets that tell us that we should be eating fermented food. And why should we be eating fermented food, which to me always seems like something you ought to throw out of a refrigerator before it spreads, is because we have to start paying attention to all those bacteria that are living in our intestinal tract.
What is wrong with a probiotic? Can I just interrupt? Okay. It makes me insane. I'm so sorry. Okay, go on.
No. Tell me what.
No, there is. It's like if probiotics are very helpful for managing intestinal flora, which is necessary. I don't know why sauerkraut has to replace.
No. Well, probiotics simply are bacteria,
right?
That are found, you know, in a pill, or they're found in fermented foods, which allows bacteria to thrive on the breakdown of the carbohydrate in that fermented food. It could be sauerkraut, it could be beer, it could be non-pasteurized yogurt, it could be miso, which is a fermented soybean, or tempeh, which is also fermented soybeans, or kimchi, which is a potent concoction, you know, of cabbage and carrots and other vegetables that have been worked on by bacteria. You know, all probiotic is simply a source of bacteria that you should be putting into your intestinal tract to make sure that they're happy. But the thing is, Jill, how long has it been since you even knew that there was such a word as a probiotic? I mean, think back 20 years. Did anybody talk about probiotics then?
No.
I mean, people never talked about this sort of thing. But in the last 10 years, or maybe even longer, but that people have really been noticing, we've been paying attention to these bacteria that are living in our intestinal tract. And you're right, they're very important. They're important for digestion. They break down many of our foods, including those like fiber, which are very hard to digest just using our enzymes. They obviously, can regulate to some extent by how well they digest the foods in our intestinal tract, what actually gets into our bloodstream. They fight they're sort of like a first defender. They help fight against foreign objects that come into our intestinal tract, you know, that we eat, you know, along with the immune system to sort of break down and prevent from entering our blood, you know, bad bacteria or other proteins. But now we're told that these bacteria are going to be taking over our life. There's sort of an alternate universe that apparently they are able to alter our mood, control our hunger, you know, maybe control whether we get diabetes or not, you know, maybe control whether we get fat or not, even perhaps have an impact on how well we can perform in competitive athletic events. And it's as if, and if you read about what people are saying, most of the research, in fact, almost all of it, is based on what goes on in mice. Mice that are fed diets like high sugar, high fat diets that make them fat, and their bacteria change. Mice that are getting bacteria from other mice, and the other mice may be thin, and so when they get this bacteria from other mice, they become thin, or vice versa. The problem is that with all of these studies, there's very little information about what really happens with humans. And okay, Angel, you take a probiotic. Do you really think that when taking a probiotic, that it will make you happier?
Me personally, I got stuck on your earlier question because I've known about probiotics for 30 some odd years.
Oh,
because of antibiotics and probiotics. So I've just always known about it. Taking a probiotic makes me infinitely happier, and that's what I do because it is my, just as some people take digestive enzymes, I mean, people who know me know I've got a probiotic I'll call it a habit, simply because it is just so much more pleasant. It's just such a much more pleasant feeling when you've eaten something that perhaps, you know, is a little more body stressful. So I use it as part of my my daily. What I'm trying to say is I'm probably not the right person to ask because it is fully incorporated into my routine.
Right, but if you were to eat certain kinds of yogurt, or is it other fermented foods, you could have the same effect. And it's true. One of the things that I really do respect about some of the research going on here is studies that have shown that if you follow a high fat diet, you get bad bacteria in your intestinal tract, and these bacteria can have some effect on your feelings of well-being, because if you don't have a highly functioning, intestinal tract, you're going to feel really crummy. And that's true. But it doesn't mean that, for example, if you eat sauerkraut, that you're going to have a happier day than if you ate because your mood is going to be better, just because the bacteria are going to make certain chemicals that will make you feel happier.
Not at all. And in fact, you could feel like you could feel like crap from the sauerkraut.
That's right. I mean, because you can feel gassy and bloated, etc. But what has happened is that the normal natural things that you're talking about, that you've known about for years, without the hype, that you should be eating good, healthy bacteria to keep your intestinal tract functioning, that you should be avoiding things like high-sugar, high-fat diets, hello out there, in order to prevent the bad bacteria from overtaking your intestinal tract. Right. You know all that, and you've lived that particular nutritional rule. But now people are saying, well, these bacteria are making neurotransmitters like serotonin. Well, that's been known for years. So if you eat good bacteria, you're going to feel less depressed, less anxious, less obsessive. You're going, if you have, a severe depression, eat sauerkraut and you're going to feel better. And that's patently nonsense, because again, people can write whatever they want, but it is true that serotonin is made by bacteria, but it never gets into the brain. And so what difference does it make, unless you really feel that all your emotions come from your gut? And of course, we tend to say that, like, I have a gut feeling, gut reaction, hit me in the gut. I feel, my gut tells me to do something. Do we really think that our brain resides in our colon?
No. No, we should think that
these people are suggesting, and nobody says, gee, that's a strange idea. They're all saying, yeah, that's really true.
That's nice that you call it strange. I would call it asinine. No, because gut instinct and intuition, that's terrific, okay? But there is, and it's funny, we were just having a different form of this conversation in our Ask the Vet segment when we were talking about natural medicine versus traditional medicine, and how best is to find a balance. People can't have it. It's not black and white. And then you have to layer on the fact that a lot of people's there is no one-size-fits-all as a consumer. Now, if you're in a marketing business, it is your job to make everybody think that one-size-fits-all. And that three heaping helpings of sauerkraut mixed in with your yogurt, I hope you're not gagging right this second, is going to solve your problems and make you feel good. And you need to be told that it's going to make you feel good, because something has to circumvent the fact that that's just like a really bad combination that any sort of normal stomach would just rebel around.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we all know that sometimes if we go on a trip, for example, and we indulge in overeating, not necessarily in terms of calories, but we pick foods that we normally would be avoiding because they're not that healthy, we feel loggy the next day and, sort of tired and crampy, and you don't really feel well. But you know what the cause is. I shouldn't have had that double portion of chocolate fudge cake, after having a cream soup and what have you. You know that what you put into your stomach, into your intestinal tract, was not particularly healthy. You don't have to go out and eat a trough of fermented sauerkraut, in order to feel better. I mean, it's so obvious. But people take, as you say, what is common sense and they, you know, extrapolated into this whole universe of what we should be doing without having any kind of balance. And when I read something on the internet, you know, a couple of weeks ago saying fermented foods are the way to go in 2018, I thought, oh my God, there's a lot of gas for 2018.
Yes, it is. It's going to just really elevate the entire conversation. Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Judy Wortman.
Talk about something next week, a little more elevating.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman. Food for mood.